Well, basically, the prison would reopen as a privately run facility, entirely privately run, the one of a kind type in its in the state. As far as I know, and officials with DOC, there are no other prisons that would be entirely privately run. A group called the Geo Group would be able to operate the facility and bring prisoners in. And basically, what the bill would do is it would allow them to bring in prisoners that are at the highest, security level. These are people who have a history of violence in prison and have tried to escape from prison in the past, some of them. So this is basically on its way to the governor's desk right now, and we'll see what happens there. Although I think a lot of onlookers would say they would doubt that the legislature would send this to the governor if they didn't think that there was a good chance he would sign it.
Can the prison handle high security inmates? Is that what it's designed for?
Well, that's what the Department of Corrections says. The DOC is actually neutral on this bill, as they have characterized it. They are not taking a position in favor or against it. They say that it wouldn't really affect their own operations, but they say that they have sent people to go inspect the prison and make sure that it is designed to house these kinds of prisoners, and they say it checks out.
What do people in Baldwin think about this deal?
Well, we've heard from some officials up in Baldwin in Lake County. The county sheriff has said he's a Democrat, and Democrats generally oppose this move. He said that, hey, look, in Lake County, we have very high poverty rate. We're not a big county. 300 jobs that are expected to be created by this would really affect our local economy, and we really need those jobs. So that's what he's saying. I believe that's also what other local officials have said, on both sides of the political spectrum.
Some Democrats are saying that this plan is sort of another step towards privatization of prisons. Is there any evidence that that's where the state is heading?
Well, I mean, clearly this is if we're going to allow the only prison of its kind to be totally privately run here in Michigan, I think it's a fair argument that this sort of moves in that direction in some ways. We also heard that Democrats on top of that also say that this could be a potential security risk, especially when we're talking about inmates that have tried to escape in the past and concerns about how a private company would handle that. And we also heard some morality questions on the Senate floor from Democrats saying that, basically allowing a company to profit from bringing in out-of-state prisoners and locking them up here in Michigan is wrong, basically. But, they also point to, like you said, this broader trend that they see happening in Michigan, maybe the most high-profile case being the Aramark prison food service contract that has been in place now for a little while. And we've seen, of course, some very serious concerns about food safety, how the employees of this private firm are interacting with prisoners. We've heard about murder for hire plots and assault for hire plots more recently. So clearly there are a lot of concerns about just how private companies are accountable to prisoners, to the public, to taxpayers, and so far the record has not been stellar. If you're going to use the Aramark contract as sort of the standard for what we're seeing in that trend so far.
Jake Neer is a state capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for coming on, Jake.
Thanks, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.